Do you ever drive in anything you call a stob?
A what?
A stob.
Oh yeah.
What's a stob?
That's a thing drove in the ground. You run into it, you know. Mm-hmm. And you tap your machinery with it too last time. Break some.
Is this just in the ground, or did somebody?
No, last time they drive in, maybe an arm stob, you know. There's a lot of time you used to take out horses and cattle, drive them arm stob around. You know, you can tear machine, plows and things run into them too, break them.
Is this for a marker, or is this something?
No, something. A lot of time drove me in there to tie up something or something.
If you hear a bird out there and you want me to, what would you tell me to do?
To listen to it.
Mm-hmm. And when you shave, you look in a
glass, mirror.
Mm-hmm. And you say here, if you get your mail, do you pick up your mail in town?
No, I get up here, right here at the highway. I got a box.
Is this a star route or a?
Yeah, we got mail carriage. We got around here, goes out of Fairview, and we got one right east of me, goes around. Oh, for miles. Miles, about 30 miles each way.
My goodness.
Yeah, we have a mail carrier. He drives that every day.
What do you call this when you live out in the country and get your mail that way?
Well, we get on a country route, you see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they go on for a year.
Well, let's say we stop at this point.
All right, we'll stop.
Poke the old button and let her go. How high are your ceilings here?
I think 9 feet, I believe, is what they are.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty standard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's pretty standard.
Get them high so you don't have a hot spot around your ears?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, about 9.
Mm-hmm. I know now, I guess they're about 8, aren't they? In the houses they're building now?
I think so. They're making them lower than they used to.
These old high ones make pretty good sense.
Oh, yeah. I like them.
Oh, let's see. If we had men, how many would this be?
One.
One what?
One man.
And this would be?
Two men.
Mm-hmm. What's 25 and 2?
27.
Mm-hmm. Add 3?
27 and 3?
Uh-huh.
Well, that'd be 30.
At 14?
At 14?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be, I said, what did I say, 30?
30.
Well, that'd be 44.
Mm-hmm. 50 and 20?
That'd be 35, wouldn't it? I'm just guessing.
Add 35 more?
That'd be 70.
Mm-hmm. Add 30 more?
That'd be 105.
Mm-hmm. Add 800 and 200?
That'd be 1,000.
If we had a number of things lined up like this, this would be the third, this would be the first,
second, fifth, sixth.
And in letters, this is
M, nay N.
If we were going to tell time, this would be.
Well, it would be 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Or half?
Half of the day, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that would be 15 till 11.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, it feels good to sit. Oh, let's see, some months here. The first month of the year?
January.
Next one?
February.
Skip a month and we have
April.
Mm-hmm. If something is good, and then something is two times as good, you might say, well, that's good, but this is...
This gain is good. Double. Much? Twice as good, I would call it. Mm-hmm.
If a car was driving by down the road, and the wheels fell off, and the fenders came loose, and the radiator fell out, somebody said, did that happen gradually? You'd say, no, it happened...
All at one time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, today is...
Day is September the 6th.
Mm-hmm. That's what day of the week?
Thursday.
And yesterday was?
Wednesday.
The day fifth. Before that was?
A Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And what part of the day is it now?